Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen representing the D, and Jennifer Horn is here representing the J, and Victoria Keelan is here representing the V. V for victory, J for joy. They help to carry me, I think, in a manner of speaking. I hope it's not carry in the weakest sense, but we prop each other up. We agree where we can, and we point out our differences and explain why we don't necessarily agree with a position that somebody else may have. But boy, in terms of spending time, I learn more here listening to these two, and I read a lot of your comments as well and figure things out from different perspectives. And it's so wonderful to have the ability for us to just slog along and throw different things against the wall and see what sticks. In a manner of speaking, and that's kind of what this experiment has been going on for decades is all about. Me being on the air with friends and literal radio neighbors, so that we are sort of over the fence, you know, in a way. And with that in mind, I want to talk about something that's going to happen Thursday on this program for a minute, Jennifer, before we get into some of the issues. Mm-hmm. The connection that we have to Feeding America. When I told you about this, Victoria, you were all excited because you knew what Feeding America did.
Sure. They were, I've supported
all
them
about.
In the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How have you supported them? Just donating, or have you done some work with them?
Donating, and they've made appearances at, they've sponsored certain events that I've been to. So yeah, it's a great organization. I'm very happy that we're involved with them for this.
Well, we're going to participate with hundreds of radio stations on Thursday in what's being called Radio Cares, Feeding America, the emergency radioathon. It's going to be going on around the country all day tomorrow on, as I said, hundreds and hundreds of radio stations benefiting Feeding America. The reason that I signed on was because I believe I didn't know that much about Feeding America until I started digging around, Victoria. Jennifer, I don't know if you know them or not, or if you have worked, but I know your group, you do the morning show in L.A., and Salem owns the station you're on, and they're participating in this as well. This is the largest hunger relief organization in the country. Largest hunger relief organization in the United States of America. And this is why I signed on. Every single penny that is raised will go directly to Feeding America. There are 200 local food banks across the country that will get every penny that is donated by you and millions of other Americans tomorrow. Whatever you got, a nickel, dime, quarter, whatever it is. There are a lot of local food banks that are members of the Feeding America Network. They will be the beneficiaries of whatever it is that we raise along with all these other people. So you'll be able to visit. We'll have some things. I don't know if they're up on the website or not. I haven't looked today. Things will button, have a button to just connect to a feed. You'll be able to go on and text feed to 95819. And make your donations that way, so you'll be able to make them a number of different ways. But we'll have stories through the day tomorrow. We're hoping to raise at least $100 million. And get, if you don't have money, they're also looking for food. You know, there are millions of pounds of
food. Oh, the food pantries are so... Food pantries around the country, and maybe this is even affecting directly to someone who's listening right now, but food pantries are, they're running out of supplies if they're not already out. And
well, look
it's
what's happening at grocery stores to all of us. They're running out of food.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
running out of food in America. That's a scary thought when you consider what we have, what we've known. I said a number of years ago, if we continue on the path that we're on, never mind, we know we're not going to be the breadbasket of the world anymore. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And here it is staring us straight in the face because of the policies that have taken place, the huge agribusinesses putting the small farmers out of business, that kind of stuff. So we hope you'll join us during the day on Thursday and make a difference. I'm looking forward to this, actually. Much of our conversation. We'll be talking about what's going on to make, making America hunger free is a great goal. There have been 60 million people impacted by the problems with not getting enough food as the coronavirus continues to be a problem in our country and around the world. But this is specifically for our country. There'll be a donate button on the DJV website. And as I said, you'll be able to text to support in, call in. So this is a very good effort, and I'm happy and proud to be a part of it. So that's going to be on Thursday. Meanwhile, there are other things that are going on. I found something. This is a great idea, and I wonder what you ladies think about it and how, whether it's being done elsewhere. I know in my own local community, I'm connected to what I call, Jennifer, the real conservatives, the people who are out trying to protect the environment, to save things like the food. I mean, we waste so much food. Why aren't we conserving the food to help people? We have stupid laws on the books that make no sense whatsoever. How these get passed is beyond me, other than people who are axe grinders get elected. You see, we've gotten into an age where people like California is a perfect example. The kinds of people that get elected to office are the axe grinders, the people that make a lot of noise, and people don't pay enough attention to who it is that's running for office, what they're doing while they're in office. And so there are lots of stupid things like the rules against feeding the homeless with extra food that's left over from restaurants. And so we've got that kind of stuff going on. But then there are other groups that are working, picking up litter. I've just started a thing on my farm site, eastleyfarm.com, for those of you who want to see what's going on my farm. We're going to have about 400 or 500 members locally here in town that have started a Facebook group, actually, that is helping to pick up litter in the 3 or 4 towns around where I am here. It's a certain, in this era of social distancing, this is a way for somebody to go out and get a little exercise, collect the stuff that's trash all over the place. There's trash everywhere. We all know it. We all see it. In some places you see people from jails go out and clean up the highways, that sort of thing. Well, what I'm going to do to encourage this local group to encourage people to do this, take a picture of yourself and come to the farm, and you get a buck off your ice cream. At least, that's the least I can do to encourage people to do this sort of thing. But I give you the information because I think that this is a time when we need to be conserving. We need to conserve our resources. We need to conserve our food. We need to conserve our money. We need to be conserving all kinds of things. And as I said, I think it's
also a good message in personal responsibility. Your part. And that we need to remember after we've been kind of sheltered at home with the government telling us not to go anywhere.
Yeah, right. And how are we doing, what's the intelligent thing? How's the way to handle all of this stuff? So, at any rate, we have the credit companies, the banks, credit card issuers, that sort of thing, who are sending out warnings. Well, in some cases, no warnings at all.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in a moment as we continue here on today's DJV program.
A bright tomorrow starts with getting enough food to eat today. Join the fight against hunger on Thursday, April 30th, as Feeding America team up to provide food to those who need it most in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic.
They're doing their best, and we're so thankful for that.
I am so thankful.
This would really help me out a lot.
Going to somebody that needs it.
We can't meet the challenge of this moment without additional help.
Join us, and let's fight hunger together.
I'm grateful.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this situation that we're being presented with, I don't know whether you should have expected this. I've had credit card companies issue me more credit as a result of what's going on. A couple of them have done that, but that seems to be the opposite of what some of the major credit card issuers are doing. They're cutting their risks by lowering spending limits on your credit card because of what's going on. People don't have jobs. How are they going to pay it back? That sort of thing. Discover says they're not lowering credit lines. I have a Discover card, and they actually increased my limit. I haven't used it for years. I haven't bumped it, but... there's another bank called, what is it, Synchrony? Synchrony, yeah.
Synchrony Bank has a lot of, I have a Care Credit card that I use for vet bills, and so that's under Synchrony Bank. And so, they have their tentacles in a lot of different areas, store credit and things like that. But the danger here is that they're not telling people, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to lower your credit limit or we're canceling your card. And the problem is, as they lower your credit limit, your credit score goes down.
Yeah,
from
it does.
I don't understand how we can't just, I mean, maybe this will turn into a class action
credit
lawsuit.
Credit scores are a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam, but you need it. Yeah, you need it. And so
who declared
I can't imagine
them to be the experts? Where'd that come from? There's no law that says, oh, you have to have your credit score approved by these three. Who the hell are they? Where do they get started? I mean, how look at
them. I don't know, but the fact is, that we, like Jen said, we live and die by them. So the fact that they're lowering people's credit limits without telling them, and in some cases, it's not even warranted. So the advice that a lot of experts are giving, I saw this on CNBC last night, a lot of the experts are talking about this, saying, you know, if you still have your job, you should call all of your credit card companies and let them know that you still have a job and that you have not been furloughed and you're not on unemployment, and then that will prevent them from lowering your credit limit, which is important.
Trying to eliminate the anxiety that's interfering with your life and your happiness with information, that's the step. Follow what Victoria just told you. Call them and tell them you're alive and well. Thank you much. It's the 21 after the hour.
Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world.
Familiar voice.
It's my boyfriend. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to muscle Gwen Stefani out of the picture? Is that it?
I can sneeze her out of the picture.
I know. Together.
Only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. But that ain't gonna work for me. I don't wanna live without you.
This is obviously self-expression on their parts. They seem to be very much in love, the two of them. Gwen Stefani breaks Shelton here.
Just a fake.
Really, yeah.
It's just a phase that's lasted like 4 years now.
I don't think they really like each other.
They seem very happy after their new song, this one, Nobody But You, hit number one on the country airplay chart. Gwen tweeted, trying to wrap my head around the fact that I even get to know Blake Shelton, let alone be on such a beautiful classic duet with you. Thank you for taking me along on this ride with you. I'm so grateful and blown away by all the support everybody has shown us. And Shelton congratulated her for her first country song going to number one on the country radio stations. I think this is a genuine thing between the two of them, frankly.
I think they're so cute. I know, Jen, I'm sorry, but I think they're really cute together.
Too bad, Jennifer.
That's all right.
Blake wrote, not bad for your first try. Thank you all as well. Not bad for your first try. What is she normally? She's a pop singer, right?
Yeah, pop and rock. So this was her first stab at a country song with him, and it worked.
Yeah.
And the monster hit. It's really cool. They actually, the last, back in the good old days, BC, before Corona, this was the last concert I saw. Remember, it was the beginning of March. Seems like 5 years ago.
Oh, that's
now,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
he met on stage.
And she was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Their voices just sound really good together.
Like the rest of their whole thing. Good for them. Only you and God. Nobody but you, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. New music here on the DJB program, where we have music as a focus every hour during this portion of the program. So what do we have next for you? All right, well, we have Eric Church. Sings Holding My Own.
Finally holding my own.
Virtual Stagecoach 2020 performance. It's been put off till October, right? So the organizers and Sirius XM teamed up to present a series of live stream at-home performances. And chief among them was Eric Church here, delivered a moving rendition of his song Hold My Own off of Mr. Misunderstood from 2015. Song, new song, Jenny, Smoke a Little Smoke, some of it, part of this. Church has been a steady presence during the coronavirus situation. He debuted the resilient new song, Never Break Heart, during the AMC Country, Our Country special. Posted a powerful spoken word message last week that also served to preview another track called Through My Ray-Bans. Which the old Ray-Bans were what Roy Orbison used to wear. They're great sunglasses. Look cool. Are cool. In an interview last week, he predicted that his own tours won't resume until next year or when the vaccine comes out. For me, he said, I think it's summer or fall of 21. I'm going on the promise of a vaccine. I'm going on the possibility of a therapeutic that could change the game. Church, one of the headliners for the rescheduled Stagecoach Festival, supposed to be October 24th and 25th out in Indio, California, near Palm Springs, a little south of there. He's currently slated to perform on that final night. So, what do we think of this, ladies?
I don't really know him. I think
I don't either. No,
I know Eric Church. He's not one of my like top tiers, but he's very rocky, and I like his voice. I think it sounds, he's got that good growl to it.
Mm. Okay, well, there we have. Maybe we'll find new fans for Eric Church through our exposure here on the DJV show. It's 28 after the hour. Just kick back and let that
feeling. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
As many governors plan to reopen their states, many small businesses are hoping they can make it through these tough times to where they can get a small business loan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. You know, looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants, and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour here on the DJV Enterprise. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn with Doug, Stefan, and Victoria Keelan. What is next for us? We look around to figure out what is going on. We are in the now, for sure, but maybe we're trying to think about not the past, but what's going on in the future. What do you want to see? Well, we all would like to see this situation gone, for sure, because it has affected our feelings and our actions. So we'll manifesting a thought that this will all be clean. I think that's the thing. Thoughts are things. And if in your own mind you hold a good positive look into the future, I think that's what will help us get through a lot of this stuff. And maybe, you know, you hear the stories about these people, some of them well-known, some of them not, who suffered with this. A very, very close friend of mine called me yesterday and she expects to die. Listening to her voice and someone that I've known for, I don't know, 25 years. And to hear her, she lives out in Washington State. Somebody that she and her husband ran my farm for 15 years and then she moved out there. And she's not ever been, since her husband died, who was her whole life, she's never really been strong since then. And so she's in the hotbed of where all the activity was in Washington. And she was in the hospital, and she called me, and she said, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to speak to you again. And she was concerned because she has some cows that she wants me to take care of, and I told her I would. But you just listen to her voice. I don't know that I've had any calls.
So she
like
has the virus, and she's in the hospital?
Yes, yeah.
And how just, creepy. Would you ever be in that position to call people and say, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you?
I don't know. I didn't put myself in that place, actually. She wanted me to take care of the cows. That's why she was calling more than anything else. But she was saying goodbye because she and I have been great friends. She's cared a lot on my farm for the animals. I have great feelings for her. But, I mean, think about that. That's maybe
I feel
it.
Like if she's in the hospital and she can talk on the phone, that she's not going to die from it.
Barely.
Because people go into the hospital and they're either on a ventilator right away and they never come off of it, or they go into the hospital, they get treatment, and then they leave.
Well,
so I
don't
feel
know
like
enough
it's
about
kind
it.
Of one or the other.
It may, I don't know. She was very weak. Her voice sounded, I could barely understand what she was saying. So I don't know what to tell you. I just know.
Well, I hope not. Like you said, I'll have a good thought.
Right. All right, so here's the story of a doctor who was actually a football player who returned to medicine, and now what's going on with him, Victoria? What's the story of, is it Lawrence Duvernay-Tardif? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. He is the offensive lineman on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he just won the Super Bowl back in February. And now he's actually the first medical doctor to ever play in the NFL. And so now he's 29 years old, and now he is a doctor once again. And he said his first day back in the hospital was April 24th, and he is right now he's working in a long-term facility, long-term care facility outside of Montreal in Canada. He said he felt nervous the night before, but it was a good nervous, like before a game. But he said now he's been doing this, and he said the work has absolutely drained him.
Wow.
Being in these long-term, you know, care facilities, it's a hotbed for the virus. And he said it's wild to think that just 10 weeks earlier, I played in the biggest game in sports. And as soon as this happened, he said he offered up his help. And he said he does not have a license to practice right now, but he is planning on getting one. He holds a doctorate in medicine. He doesn't have a specialty yet because he hasn't really gone through his residency. So that's all probably next for him. I don't know if he'll return to football. But the interesting thing about, he wrote this article in Sports Illustrated, and the interesting thing about it is, you know, the Super Bowl was in Miami this year, as we all remember. February 2nd was the date. And before the Super Bowl, he was asked about this virus. So a football player on the Kansas City Chiefs, who is a medical doctor, was being asked about this virus before February 2nd, but our government didn't even acknowledge that it was a thing until March. So how did that happen? That kind of makes you scratch your head. We have friends in Miami who have already had the virus, had a pretty bad case of it. One of them, they've recovered. But, you know, this was all over Miami. And people are now talking about the first death was February 6th in, I think, California, that we know of. But I think this virus was definitely down
last
in Miami
fall.
In January.
Yeah.
Or even maybe December.
Been in the country since last year. Yeah.
But I just think it's so bizarre that, like, our government was so slow to respond to this and acknowledge it, and yet a
denial.
Football player was being asked about it, in, you know, at the end of January. So, but good for him. He's back on, you know, he's on the front lines and wanting to do his part, wanting to help. So I think that's it's really brave of him. And he's also on the NFL, the Players Association Task Force. They're trying to determine when it would be safe to start football again. He said right now it's too soon to tell. But he's hoping that September will begin the season in some way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, limited, you know, capacity in the stadiums for the audience or spectators, or if they just play without an audience. I'm not sure. But I hope football moves forward because it generates a lot of money for the economy.
There's another story about another doctor.
Coming back. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they're going to bring in baseball, right? Play in Arizona.
What's their plan? I haven't.
Well,
that was
that's
what I heard.
The plan yet? That's one of the schools of thought, is that they play either all in Arizona or Arizona, Florida, Texas. Well, now there's another plan that they'd actually play in their home stadium, but they'd reorganize the division to keep down travel. But according to Major League Baseball, they say that the 4th of July could be the weekend that baseball gets back to playing again. Now, nothing's like 100%, but they would play either in they would definitely reorganize the league. That's a number one thing that would happen, so that there'd be less traveling. But they're most likely thinking they're going to group the teams in Arizona, Texas, Florida, depending on health conditions. So it could be July 4th that we see baseball back. That would be great.
Wouldn't that be fun for July 4th to have America's pastimes kick up again? Yeah. Like, that's great. I love that.
They're already working on the marketing for it, basically saying America's game is back on America's birthday. So that's
cool. Yeah.
Good. So to back it up a little bit, this story of Dr. Lorna Breen, who'd been the medical director of the emergency department at New York Presbyterian Hospital. She committed suicide. The story is not necessarily here to uplift you, but to make you aware of how much pressure, especially these ER doctors, are under right now. This woman was 49 years old, a brilliant physician, apparently, and because she'd been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last couple of months and seen pretty much everything, it got to her, and so she went to visit her. She had to get out of there. She went down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to visit with her father, and she had no history of mental illness, or even of him. She was highly thought of, and so somehow or other, her father knew that there was something wrong. That's why he said to her, "Why don't you come down here with me?" She'd been in the front line at the hospital day in, day out, and so she's a casualty as much as anybody else was of this thing. She said, "I don't know how to deal with the sadness. I don't know." That's what she told her father. "I don't know how to deal with the way these people are dying. It's so frustrating to me." That's what she told her father, and so she killed herself.
It's horrible.
I can't serve anymore because I can't do enough good because too many people have this. So that's not an indictment of anything. It just is when you think these people that we take for granted, first responders, doctors, a lot of people that are over the top with the pressures of trying to serve and save.
There needs to be a mental illness component to this, too. People need to have some support for those people because clearly that's not necessarily a rational thought, right?
Which one?
To just end your life because you
can't. Oh, no, it's not. Not at all, no.
She needed help.
She did. And so that's why she went to see her father. And he thought that listening, you know, he said she had no history of this sort of problem, but it was very obvious to him that she was on a very treacherous path. And
I mean, some of the hospitals in New York are just so overrun, and we're talking about reopening in other parts of the country that, you know, really weren't hit that badly, but New York City is, we've got ER doctor friends in various hospitals and in the city right now working, and they said it's everything that you can imagine that when you see images from a third world nation of just bodies in the hallway, bodies everywhere, and no one has any family, no one can say goodbye. Nurses and doctors are being amazing. They're letting families FaceTime with the patients, you know, before they die. It's just, it's so much worse.
Well, that's why I told you that story. I would not normally tell a story like that, but because it was so obvious what was going on with her and how this thing has taken its toll, and I go back again to the source, all these people who have died, all this problem that we have because of the Chinese government and what the Chinese are trying to do to us and the rest of the world. It's time we wake up to what is going on and what has gone on. There's also, you know, the sort of silly side. I don't know if this is silly, but Kim Kardashian has an announcement that we will discuss in a matter of moments here. For those of you who are big Kim Kardashian fans, that's up next here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is going to auction herself off. That probably didn't sound right. Going to have lunch.
First time.
I knew you. Stop making me laugh. I can't do that.
Aw.
This is the all-in challenge.
Summer.
So.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's got broken ribs.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Wow, Jen, I thought you were the nice one.
Stop it. Oh.
Doug, just think. This is the woman who wants to be in charge of your life support. She's the one.
I won't kill him. I won't kill him. I'll just bring him to the brink a few times.
Right.
Two broken ribs, and she's making me laugh.
All I yelled was, suffer!
Oh, my God, Jen, you're, like, really hurting him.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, now that we're out of time. Yeah, nice job, Jennifer.
That was a minute and a half of just torturing Doug.
Oh, my God, that hurts. Ay, yay, yay. it's
her laughing.
The hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. 6637 plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time, Warren Eckstein time here on the DJV program. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country. Great advice for people who have animal problems like dog pees on the couch. What do you do with that? How do you fix that problem? Warren's right there at the ready with good advice for all of us and all of you. Today is International Guide Dog Day, Warren. The guide dogs, you have, I'm sure, some stories about training guide dogs, how they provide opportunity for social interaction, greater independence. Is it mostly for blind adults, the guide dogs? Are they exclusively for the blind, or who else could benefit?
Well, the guide dogs are primarily for people that have visually challenged. However, I've never worked that much with guide dogs. I've guided some people helping them. However, the other dogs train for different challenges. For example, I personally trained the first hearing dogs in the United States, the first seizure detection dogs in the United States. That's when I was working with Assistance Dogs International as their head trainer. So they're amazing animals. They really take someone who has a challenge, whether it be visual or hearing challenge, whatever that challenge may be, and they give that person the ability to feel independent, confident. It makes all the difference in the world. Everyone I've ever spoken to that has a guide dog or some other type of service, legitimate service dog, feels the same way, that their life was given back to them based on the fact of feeling more confident and independent now that they have something alongside of them that can help them see or help them hear.
Guide Dogs of America was founded 70 years ago, and they're the ones that are sponsoring this event, as you can imagine. But there are all kinds of, the reason I asked you about blind, because I think there are a lot of different kinds of guide dogs that I've come across. Anyway, as you just explained, how you've trained those who are working with those who can't hear.
The seizure dogs are amazing.
Seizure dogs.
Yeah,
dogs
they're
that,
incredible
that
how they
smell
well,
cancer.
They're using dogs now. I just read an article. They're training dogs
for
now
corona.
In Europe for corona, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing they pick up on the most.
So what would a dog in the how would a dog involve himself or herself in the corona? What would be the what's the key there?
Well, what happens is you can separate the virus. Every virus, everything has a different scent, a different odor. Dogs have an incredible. Remember, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs, so I had to be on target with them. So the thing that we have to remember is that once we can separate the scent of the coronavirus, what we can do is train dogs to react to that scent the same way they would react to heroin or cocaine or some other type of drug. So when a person comes in that has it, the dog would be able to kind of sniff them and react accordingly to let the medical people know that perhaps this person is suffering with corona. Great idea, by the way. I think it's, you know, the first detection dog I ever trained is for a woman in Massachusetts that had epilepsy, and she was always falling down, and people thought she was drunk, so we trained a dog for it. It was amazing the way the people reacted once they saw the dog had a vest on that said, you know, I'm not drunk, I'm not an alcoholic, please get me help. Just amazing animals. And we're just really touching on the benefits of service animals for us.
Mm-hmm. We missed National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. At least I didn't talk about it with you, and I didn't talk about it much on the air, even though I have a bulldog. What came to me out of this was an understanding, or maybe not an understanding, but a curiosity as to how you can breed dogs, bulldogs. I have English bulldog, but Charlotte Ann was an English bulldog, and Daisy May is an English bulldog. But how do they get them to look so much different? What happens in the breeding process? Bulldogs started popping up in about 5 centuries ago. So where'd they come from, and how have we gotten to the point where the French bulldog looks different than the English one and the American one? How's that happen?
It's all genetics. In other words, what people do is they
find... Yeah, where does it start, though?
I'll give you an example. Let's take the Doberman, for example. What they did with the Doberman, for example, they would add greyhound to make the dog leaner and faster. So they'd start breeding the Dobie with the greyhound. Then they'd get like a mixed breed or a crossbreed. And with breeding going down and down and down, ultimately they can design whatever breeds they want to breed. For example, why are so many dogs in England born without tails? Why do so many English dogs not have tails? The reason is, in England, if a dog had a tail years ago, you had to pay a tax. It was considered a working dog. So if a dog didn't have a tail, you didn't have to pay a tax. It was considered the type of dog that was herding or whatever they were doing. So there's reasons people specifically bred.
So they started cutting the tails off, and that just became genetic.
There you go.
Genetic and advancement. I don't know.
The genes change. I mean, there's still dogs that have their tails cut, which I hate. But the bottom line is, genetically things change.
Well, I suppose you could say the same thing then for their noses. Some dogs, I've been fortunate, the two bulldogs I've had have had long noses. Some of them don't, and that makes for more problems as they get older, I think, right? Their breathing problems, et cetera.
With the pushy noses, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. That's how it happens, folks, the different genetics. Warren's in the know, on the go. Listen to The Pet Show and check it out at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.